So this is sort of a simple checklist. After you do your search, whether it's through an online search engine, the USPTO database, or some other publicly available or through a commercial provider of searching. So the considerations for patenting is that there is potential for actually getting a patent. There is a commercial value. I think the last panel made it pretty clear that across the world, costs are a significant factor in pursuing patent protection. And many companies, certainly today, much more than 10 or 20 years ago, are really looking at those cost issues. And that's part of the discussion, maybe not with the inventor, but certainly your counterpoint in the company, whether it's a small or a big company, if they have such a thing. For a small startup, at least in the United States, having patent rights or pursuing patents certainly can attract financing to support the development of the business, coupled with so that it has actually some value beyond the innovation or the ideas on which the technology is based. And then finally, which is a fairly obvious point, it can provide you some commercial competitive advantage if it is an active or seemingly active area of interest in the business community, regardless of the technology.
Yeah, and to get that commercial value out of it, I think you can use some criteria to determine whether or not to patent it, such as, especially in the software, you know, like detectability solves a problem that everyone faces. There aren't any alternatives to it. And maybe you figure out that to be competitive in this market, you actually have to have that feature that you're seeking a patent on.
So on the flip side, the or not part of it, obviously if your search does not, seems to show that novel invention that you thought was so great isn't, maybe it's not worth pursuing a patent application. Or that the scope of what you're able to get, even if there's some little nugget in there in your idea or in the experiments or in the software that you've written, but recognizing that the scope is going to be so small or small relative to your costs that it would not be beneficial. And I think, again, the last panel made, I think, a fairly solid point on that is companies are clearly balancing those aspects of cost versus meaningful protection. Again, with following into the third point, is that the commercial value just does not justify the costs anywhere from $100,000 to $250,000, which the numbers thrown around by the last panel. This is still me, right?
Yeah. Still you. I think this was your slide.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. okay. So in my view, in my practice, I'm fairly pragmatic. I try to be straightforward. And in drafting applications, I try to use the same basic principles. I think I've in my 21 years in the business, I've trained and seen a lot of people come up through the ranks. And people have a perception that lawyers, to be a lawyer, you have to write like some fancy, you're writing a law review article every day. And that, I don't believe, is the appropriate way to go, because who is deciding your case, whether it's the question of patentability during prosecution of the patent office, such as the examiner or the supervisor, at the PTAB, if you're at an appeal, obviously if you're in a litigation, the judge and the jurors, it's a complicated situation because technology is complicated and your audience is not always as educated as your inventors and may not be as educated as you in that particular technology. So our job, I think one of our fundamental jobs as patent attorneys, is to make something complex as simple as possible for people to listen, to understand. And that approach I take in drafting patent applications. Plain English, simple. It is a complicated document when you're talking about, you know, I'm a biochem type person, and if I look at a software patent, it's just right off the top of my head. But the better written ones, I can at least understand what the concept is. I can understand where it's going, what the benefits are, where it's improving on things. And if somebody like me can understand a software patent, then that whoever drafted that document has done an excellent job, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, I can't agree more with that. Starting off your application by describing the context, what it is, the problem, and all that, and how what you're actually doing solves it is crucial. I've read so many applications that they're really difficult to read, and it's just not fun reading them and trying to figure out what's going on. I agree with that. And sometimes, to appease inventors, I'll actually include a lot of the inventor's words, especially when they give me a thesis or something like that. But again, I'll modify those words to be consistent with the claims that we're trying to get.
Yep, agreed. So continuing on that, the concept of, so now we've dealt with plain English, plain language is in my view best. So how do I and how do I teach and I instruct others to prepare a patent application? I view that you should prepare the claim set first. The claims, as we all know, and for those in the audience that may not know, is what defines the property right. You can have a 10,000-page application and one claim, and it's the one claim that matters. That's the one that's enforceable. That's the one that defines what you can and can't do in terms of your competitors. So I think...